Dead spots, they call them. It's either a comm glitch, or Skywalker is faster and smarter than we thought. Have the drain sensors picked up any armies marching in under the building?
No.
Good. If it is Skywalker, he's probably alone, or perhaps the Wookiee is with him. Send a unit to check it out.
Two squads are already on the way, she said.
Good. Send in the mop on your way out. There is nothing to worry about. There really wasn't anything to be worried about, he told himself. One boy wasn't going to get past his security, no matter how lucky he was. Luke and the others ran. So far, the floor plan they'd memorized was accurate, but it was too big to have learned at all, and there was a chance they might blunder into a dead end if they weren't careful. Still, speed was the most important thing now. The place was alerted. They'd have to risk it. They couldn't afford to take the guided tour. Chewie knew where Leia was, and he was in the lead. The quartet came around a sharp corner in a wide corridor and nearly ran into four more guards. Everybody who had a blaster started shooting. From the comm link on Luke's belt, Creepio's strident and excited voice suddenly began calling, Master Luke! Master Luke! Luke blocked an incoming blaster beam. He yelled at the comm link, but left it on his belt. We're busy here, 3PO.
But, Master Luke, there are men coming toward the ship. Men with guns.
Great. Just what he needed. Luke deflected another beam, leaped forward, and found himself within reach of the man who'd shot at him. He whipped the lightsaber down, and the hand holding the blaster dropped to the floor. Luke spun and thrust a sidekick at the guard, hit him squarely on the nose, and knocked him flat. The other guards were all down as well. Luke pointed the way the guards had just come.
That way. It ought to be clear.
As they ran, he pulled his comlink from his belt. 3PO?
Oh, dear, oh, dear. 3PO. Master Luke. Oh, what shall we do?
Take the ship out of there, now.
Just like we talked about. R2 knows the system. You can operate the controls. Call me back when you're in the air. Keep it suborbital and under the stratospheric security scanners. You got that?
Yes, Master Luke.
Go.
Leia felt something in the air, a sense of impending something she couldn't quite touch.
Luke. Luke was here.
She began to gather the parts of her disguise.
We've lost contact with the second unit of guards, Guri told Zizor.
Same area?
No, four levels up.
That was well above the normal area of comm problems in the castle, and an unlikely coincidence. Put security on full alert.
Already done, she said.
Could it be Skywalker? Had he somehow gotten into the castle without being detected? Or was it someone else?
Cancel my appointments. Go and fetch Princess Leia. Bring her to my strong room.
Chewie led them up another 8 or 10 floors before they ran into another group of guards. The exchange of blaster fire was fast. The air full of crackling energy, yelling men, the smell of burned wall and ozone. Dash was right about one thing. He could shoot. He nailed 3 guards with 3 shots, zap, 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 as fast as anybody Luke had ever seen. Luke himself deflected or blocked the bolts that came his way, the ricochets adding to the general confusion. Chewie and Lando pounded away with their weapons. The guards were not bad, but they weren't desperate. They were shooting for pay. Luke and his friends were shooting for their lives. The last guard standing turned and ran. Chewie spiked him, and he did a belly flop onto the floor and skidded 2 meters before veering into a sidewall and thumping to a halt.
Go, go, go.
Leia felt somebody approaching her room. Intuition, she guessed, but she trusted it. She grabbed one of the chairs and slid it next to the door, stood on the back of it, balanced carefully against the wall. The heavy bounty hunter's helmet clutched tightly in her hands. The door opened and Guri stepped into the room. She was fast, but Leia had already started moving. Before Guri could turn, Leia hammered the back of her head with the helmet. It was a powerful blow and would have knocked a human woman unconscious. As it was, the impact was enough to off-balance the droid, and she stumbled forward. That was enough for Leia to leap from the chair and scoot out of the room into the hall. She slapped the door control. Guri recovered and was on the way back when the door shut. Leia jammed the lock mechanism closed. The door shook from Guri's impact. The next hit splintered the heavy plastic, spider-webbed it with tiny cracks. It wasn't going to hold her long, Leia knew. She turned and ran.
he led them up a stairwell a dozen levels above where they'd entered the castle.
Master Luke, we have successfully left the building.
Freezio. Luke pulled his comlink so he wouldn't have to yell at it.
Where are you? Somewhere in the sky, Master Luke. What? Oh, be quiet. I'm flying it correctly. Freezio?
There was a moment of silence, then a crunching noise.
I saw it, you blithering ash can. If you hadn't distracted me, I would have turned in time. Threepio, what is going on?
Luke heard R2 whistling frantically in the background.
Shut up, you twit. It was not my fault. Threepio?
The droid said.
What? Where? Oh, no.
There came a sound like breaking glass.
Threepio. I'm sorry, Master Luke. Thanks to R2's woefully inadequate instructions, we've accidentally destroyed an advertising billboard and a broadcasting tower. No, I don't think we hit that hover van. We just rushed it. Yes, it was too your fault. If you hadn't been jabbering at me like an overheated tea kettle, I would have... Threepio, stop talking to R2 and tell me what is going on.
We are flying somewhat low to the ground because R2 said we should. But I do think we should climb a bit higher. No, I don't care how much astro-navigation you know. I am flying the ship now. Just give me the directions.
All right, listen. Bring the Falcon to the coordinates I told you. Hurry, and gain enough altitude so you don't hit anything.
You see, I told you we were too low, but no one can tell you anything. You know it all. 3PO.
Yes, Master Luke, we are on the way.
No, I don't think we should go that way. That building is much too tall. We should go this way. Oh, look out!
Luke had to break the connection then. There was a door just ahead of them, a heavy fireproof door, and it was locked. Lando leveled his blaster at it, but Luke stopped him.
Don't. It's magnetically shielded. That will bounce off and maybe hit one of us.
How are we supposed to get through it, then?
Stand back. Let's see if it will stop a lightsaber.
He lit the blade. The door would not stop a lightsaber. They went through and continued to climb. Guri burst into Zizor's strong room. He blinked at her.
What? She got away. She was waiting when I got there. She struck me from behind. I am undamaged, but it gave her enough time to slip out.
Blast! Zizor could not control his outburst. This was not good. This was his castle, and things were getting out of control. Had he underestimated Skywalker?
Apparently so. Time to correct that.
He moved to a desk, opened a sliding panel, removed from the hidden compartment a sleek and high-powered blaster.
All right, let's go find her, and whoever is causing these problems.
Hold up a second, Lando said.
What? Why?
Lando pointed at a junction box inset into the wall.
This is a security breaker.
So? Move to that side. Everybody did. Lando fired a blaster bolt into the simple lock mechanism, swung the thin plate open.
The surveillance holocams and sensors are routed through these fiber optic cables. He waved his blaster at several finger-thick translucent white wires.
How do you know that?
Trust me, I have some experience with such things.
With that, he blasted the cables. Smoke and sparks spewed from the wall, made a short-lived fountain of yellow and orange before it shorted out. The acrid stink of burned plastic filled the corridor.
Now they won't be able to see us, at least on this level. If we take out all of these we find, they'll go blind.
Chewie yelled something. Luke turned. More guards, and they weren't blind, although they shot as if they were. Good thing, too.
This way, Luke yelled.
Firing behind them, the four of them ran, blaster bolts stabbing after them. They rounded another corner, zigzagged through a side corridor, and sprinted toward a door at the end of the hall. Heard somebody pounding toward the other side, saw the door start to slide back. Dash and Lando brought their guns up.
No, Luke yelled. Don't shoot.
The door opened wide to reveal...
Leia!
Luke grinned, and she returned it. He ran to her. They embraced.
Took you long enough, she said.
She looked closer at them, wrinkled her nose.
Yeah, what have you been swimming in? You smell like that stuff Lando tried to feed us. And you look like it, too.
The ship broke down, Luke said. So we had to take a shortcut through the sewer. Both of them glanced at Lando.
It was not my fault about the ship, Lando said. It was Han's modification.
Never mind, let's get out of here. Now five, they ran.
Master Luke?
What is it now, 3PO?
We appear to have caught the attention of a robotic police vessel. It seems to be following us.
We'll lose it.
How, Master Luke?
Fly like Han does. As she ran next to him, Leia's eyes went wide. You're letting the droids fly the ship? Are you crazy? They're doing all right. Just a few jitters, that's all. They're really doing quite well.
No, shut up, R2, 3PO said. You heard what Master Luke said. I'll just loop around.
Well, yeah. R2's whistles and squeals sounded even more frantic.
Master Luke, help, help. 3PO, what are you doing?
R2's whistle sounded like a recording played at ultra-high speed.
I'm trying to turn it right side up. Be quiet. Ah!
Sounds as if they are upside down, Lando said.
Doing all right, you said, Leia said. I can't believe you let them fly the ship.
3PO, do what R2 tells you. R2, show him how to pull out of the loop. There came another exchange of squeals and nervous chatter over the comlink.
Ah, that's better. We seem to have lost the pursuer, Master Luke.
I believe it smashed into that walkway we flew under while we were upside down.
I can't believe you let the droids fly the...
Luke glared at her.
Will you stop saying that?
He looked back at the comlink.
All right, you two, get to the coordinates like I said, and be more careful.
We're doing quite well now, Master Luke. Don't worry. Luke stared up at the ceiling and sighed. 38.
I'll sound the general alarm, Guri said. No, how would that look? The head of Black Sun allows his security to be breached. Tell the perimeter guards to watch their back. Whoever got in had better not get out.
Guri nodded and spoke into her comlink. They hurried down the corridor past the room from which Leia had escaped. There was a surveillance nexus, a substation not far ahead, where they could access the feed and see holograms of the holocam input. They would stop there and spot the intruders who were inside the cam net once they ascended from the basement. They arrived at the node. Guri tapped commands into an old-fashioned keypad. An image of Zizor's personal logo appeared in the air. She tapped in her security ID code, changed the reader from pad to Vox access.
Display level 15. Anybody not wearing an employee uniform.
The image broke into a million tiny dots, swirled like water going down a drain, then went blank. Zizor frowned, tapped his forehead with the blaster he held.
Where is the image? Guri asked the computer.
Holocam and sensor feed on level 15 are currently non-operational.
Display level 16.
Again the image stayed blank.
Display level 17.
The same.
Display level 18.
The air swirled, and a multiple scan of empty hallways and rooms blinked into ghostly images.
They are on 17,
Zizor said. Guri looked at him. He waved the blaster at the images.
They're blowing out the breakers so we won't see them. If they've gotten to 18 yet, that floor would also be gone. Come on. We don't know how many of them there are, Guri said. We've lost at least a dozen guards. It is too dangerous for you to go there.
I will be the judge of what is too dangerous, he said. And since we know it is Skywalker, this is where it ends. I will dispatch him personally. He would not be embarrassed in his own castle.
So what is the plan? Leia said, breathless.
We get out of here, Luke said. Get to the Falcon and get off-world as fast as we can. As if to head off her much-repeated amazement, he said,
3PO and R2 can do it.
She shook her head. Chewie said something, and Leia guessed that the Wookiee wasn't too pleased with their new pilots either.
Listen, Lando said, if we don't get out of here, it doesn't matter who is flying what. Come on.
Leia nodded. Lando had a good grasp of the situation. Dash said,
the man is right.
Luke said,
nobody will think we're stupid enough to go up. They'll look for us to try and leave at ground level.
Lando laughed.
Yeah, that's the problem with our opposition. They keep thinking nobody could possibly be as stupid as we are. Fools them every time.
Leia shook her head again. She now carried a blaster somebody had taken from one of the fallen guards along the way,
and that made her feel a little better. Not much better, but a little. She'd seen enough of Zizor to realize that if they couldn't escape, it would be better if he didn't take them alive. Beneath that charming facade lurked a monster, and she had no intention of falling into his hands again. Zizor and Guri stepped into the turbolift. Level 20, Zizor ordered. We'll wait for them there. The turbolift dropped, gave him a moment of free fall that fluttered in his belly like a trapped bird trying to escape. Despite the anger he felt at being invaded, there was a sense of excitement about all this. It wasn't very often he got to dispatch people with his own hands. He was certain that the castle breakers included Luke Skywalker. For daring to get this far, he would take particular pleasure in killing the boy. He took a deep breath, exhaled part of it, fought for control. It was not seemly to allow his emotions such free play. Then again, there was no one here but Guri and his staff. He didn't care what she thought, and his guards were going to be replaced to a man after this was over. Failure of one was, as far as Zizor was concerned, failure of all. And those other than foot soldiers, the supervisors, would find their dismissal particularly painful. The turbolift slowed. His weight seemed to increase as the floor of the lift pressed harder against the soles of his boots. Level 20, the turbolift announced. The door slid wide. Zizor raised the blaster to point at the ceiling next to his right ear in a ready-carry position. He spent a few hours a week practicing at his personal firing range. He was an excellent shot. Guri bore no weapon. Though she also excelled at marksmanship, she seldom needed to use a blaster. They stepped out into the corridor. Level 20, Dash said. Stairs end here. We'll have to zip in and find another set. How many levels are in this place? As I recall, 102 above ground. Oh, man, Lando said. And we have to go all the way to the roof? No, there's a landing pad extending out from level 50, Luke said.